This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello there, podcast. What's the story?
Now, I have a bone to pick.
Oh, Jesus, what now?
As the favourite.
As the favourite.
Fucking hell.
We do a meeting at 10:30 on a Monday to plan the
bollocks.
Week. To plan the week.
No, sorry.
And do you know the reason why?
The meeting is not a load of bollocks. 10:30 is very late.
Do you know why it's a load of bollocks?
Why?
Because Callum wants to have it at 10:30 so he can have his breakfast. And I don't think that's fair.
It's good to have a break. We've just done a 3 hour.
Oh no, you're totally and utterly rational. I think it's just the crabbiness that kicks in when you're up at that hour of the morning. People just start to get a little bit cranky around this time. So sometimes I feel like my best offering isn't at 10:30. It might be a 10:15.
I'd say it's a 10:15.
Well, we could do 10:15.
I'm half and half, yeah.
Because it's all about the meeting room as well. I actually need to rebook the meeting room so I can do 10:15.
Do you not ever get cranky? Like, what hour of the day are you like? What,
do you never see him?
Well, yeah, he can be a cranky pants some mornings. But I mean, when it comes to like, you know, he gets his kicks off like 10:30 meetings.
Mm.
But are you ever like, do you know what?
There was
a bit late in the day for me now.
There was a meeting scheduled on Thursday that I had to go to and it was at 3:30.
Oh my God.
That's not nice.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
I dialed in from home.
Yes, but there,
still, it's outside my work.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
oh no, like 10:30 is very much within our
I also had a meeting last when was the Friday that I went for Scouting for Girls? Not last Friday, the Friday before.
Yeah.
4:00 on a Friday.
What?
But like, I don't understand what you're possibly needed for. That's ridiculous.
Place to fall down without him.
It's all stuff. I'm always there representing the show. So it's all stuff that lives on the show.
Well, on behalf of the show, can we just say thank you?
For my service.
I thought you were going to say on the behalf of the show, do you want to represent, do you want to say the next time you'll represent us in a meeting at 4:00 on a Friday?
Immediately shut up.
I can't get you to join a call at 11:00, let alone.
You can. I'd say
the context of this has been 10:30 is very late, Callum.
12:30. I'll do up to 12:30, I think. And then if you want anything else, I'm dialing in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, here's a question. We're out and about last Wednesday to interview a celebrity that we can't talk about just yet, but we will be able to very
soon.
That
was at 3:00?
At 3:00. What would you, like, what level of celebrity would you have said
that
no
level.
For that?
Oh.
Would you go like...
What level?
Oh, sorry, that level I would obviously go, which we went.
Yes.
That's fine. That's someone very famous. What level of... It depends.
It's hard to say without mentioning
care,
names.
And this isn't me being a wanker, but like, I actually don't care how famous you are. If you're good crack and make a great interview and it's like really worth doing, or even sometimes people are really, maybe not the most famous, but really hard to get your hands on. Like, really hard to like track down.
I think if it's good for the show, I'll happily
100%.
Go at 9 p.m. at night. Easily.
If it's
no
someone
bother.
Who we know, like, this person's going to add so much to the show, I'd be allergic if it was an absolute A-lister who we know is shit crack.
Yeah.
I'm going to start scheduling interviews at like 5 p.m. just to really mess with
I won't
okay,
be there. That's fine. I won't be there.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Who's going to be...
Like, when you get these interviews pushed on you that you don't want to do... Hmm. Even if they're at 10:30, you don't want to do them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I'm trying to, I can't even think of an example of an A-lister that I'd be like, oh Jesus, like you just know that they're really hard. For example, right? Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
There's someone who's so bloody famous, but I'd say it's very hard to interview.
I wouldn't, and that's such a bizarre choice because he is the exact opposite of who I'd want to interview. He brings zero crack.
That's what I mean.
Every single interview. Oh, I thought you were saying
he's there's someone who's such an A-lister who I don't think would bring much to the show.
I thought you were saying because he's so hard to get
an
interview.
I think he's someone who is very famous who I don't think would. I think I would dread interviewing him because I'd be so nervous because I think he's.
I wouldn't be nervous. I'd just be bored. Like he's so boring.
He gives me like one word answers.
I'd interview Barry Keoghan.
Oh, I'd love to interview Barry.
I'd love to interview Barry Keoghan.
But whereas, for example, like it might be like say, for example. Kyla Cobbler, an up-and-coming Irish comedian. I'd love to come in and interview her.
Who has 500,000 followers.
Actually, nearly a million at this stage.
Seriously?
Yeah, she's nearly at the million mark. But you know what I mean? She might not be as famous as Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
But I'd happily go and interview her because she'd be great crack.
Mm.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, God. 965,000
Jesus
followers.
Christ.
Yeah, she's popping off.
Where has she been? Like, where are these followers coming from?
They love her online.
But like, I never see her pop up online.
Really?
That's not mad.
I'm going to see her next Monday night. Can't wait.
She is fantastic live. I've seen her at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. She is without a doubt one of my favourites there that I saw. Like,
I
so
can't
good.
Wait to see her now.
She's so good. I prefer her over now with Joanne McNally now.
It'll be interesting to see because, guys, I've got a Very busy week for comedy. I'm going to Joanne on Wednesday with Emer. Saturday, I'm going to Mike Rice. Mike Rice played at Fiona's gig, the raising money for Palestine.
Rice, yes.
Yeah.
And not Damien Rice.
No. Michael Rice. He was so funny at Fiona's gig. Me and Jack booked tickets there and then. So he's on Saturday. And then on Monday, I'm going to Kyla Cobbler. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to Thailand. It's a busy week.
I have a busy week as well. Tuesday, I have The Talented Mr. Ripley in the Board Gosh.
Fun.
And Thursday, I think I'm going to MGK.
Oh, fun.
In the Tory Arena. I think
I am. That'll be a great gig.
I think I am.
Anyway, we wrap it up here.
Yeah, what else have I got? That's it.
I'm going to London on Friday.
Oh, yes, you're on.
I can't remember what that's for.
It's a birthday present. We're going to see the Book of Mormon.
Savage.
Again?
No, I didn't see it.
Savage. It's so good. Like, it's just excellent.
Yeah.
It just made me obsessed with, like, that musical.
Where are you staying for all those times, all those nights? You're staying...
Just one night.
Why are you off until Wednesday?
In London.
Because taking the long weekend. We're flying early Friday and coming back really late Saturday.
Mm.
And because the bank holiday is the
Tuesday. Oh, you're not going anywhere.
Great,
you're just around.
Show. Just took the Monday off.
Oh, nice one. Fair play to you. Smart. Ta-ra.
Bye. On it.
Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are we?
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to a brand new week,
Let's
baby.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it with positivity,
exactly.
Everybody.
New opportunity.
No, sorry. Let's not do that. That's the worst thing.
Oh,
ever.
Come on. To be honest, even though I had a lovely weekend, I woke up this morning, I know this is crazy. I woke up this morning being like, oh, must be Tuesday now. I know that sounds stupid because we've been off for the weekend.
Why would
but
you
it kind of just feels
Tuesday?
Like the weekend was a bit of a blip and it feels like I was working yesterday.
Okay.
This doesn't feel like we last did this 3 days ago.
I have a feeling this is going to be a long...
Based on that?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, went out over the weekend, met you obviously Friday briefly as we were both venturing around Rathmines, but...
I got out of the car and I just hear, Hammond! 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 And I turn around and there's Emma. I was like, I saw you 4 hours ago.
How did you feel about being called Hammond?
It was a bit odd. That's why I was like, I didn't know who it was because it was like very few people call me Hammond.
Hammond, yeah.
So when I turned around and it was you, I was like, well, that's new.
I felt if I said David, loads of people would have turned.
Interesting.
Because there's a lot of Davids.
Do you think there'd be a lot of Davids?
Yeah. Emer was with me, my friend, and she found it amazing that I recognised you so perfectly just from your back frame.
That is weird.
I didn't see your face.
I got out of a car and then you were instantly like, Hammond. Yeah.
Without ever seeing your face.
I felt rude because I was meeting my friend for a drink and you were obviously going in with your friend.
Yeah.
And me and Emma walked in together with her friend Emer and then I went, right, see you later.
Yeah.
And I went to stop beside my friend because we were going to catch up and I hadn't seen him in months.
Absolutely fine.
And I was just like, oh, I probably maybe should have invited
not
them, but they wouldn't have liked it.
Don't be silly, not at all. It was absolutely fine. But myself, yeah, so we met at like 4:30. Emer and I were in a taxi on our way home at 8:20.
Oh, you wild thing of
absolutely
a Friday.
Absolutely beautiful. Saturday night, same situation. Jack wants to go watch the rugby. He wants to see England getting beaten by some reason. Was determined. He was, what's this about? Were you delighted to see England lose the rugby on Saturday?
I have no interest
no.
in rugby.
Okay.
No, he doesn't,
okay,
in fairness. Right.
And again, lads, home at like 8:20. This is the way to live. 4 till 8. They're my new TTPs, I'm calling them.
TTP?
You ever heard of TTPs?
No.
This is kind of something my mom and her friends in their 30-year-old days used to say when they had kids and all, and they'd let the lads at home, like the fathers at home, for the few hours, and then they'd swap. So the women would go for their TTPs, their tea time pints.
Oh my God. Love it.
Between 4 and 8, and then men, you do what you want. We're home now and we're happy out here with the kids. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
It's Milky and Just the Way You Are on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 11 minutes after 7 on a Monday morning. And if you're thinking, oh God, new week, I'm not ready, I'm not able, couldn't be bothered. Well, something really exciting around the corner for you at Spin. Your chance to get yourself to see Harry Styles live in Amsterdam.
Ooh.
He might snub us here in Dublin, but we won't snub him. No, we will not. We're giving you the chance to get your way to Amsterdam to see Harry live with all the trimmings and all the details on that just after 8 a.m. For now, though, we kick off a new week as we always do with negativity and regret. Handing over now to producer Colin.
That's the perfect way to describe this show.
Negativity and regret. Who's negativity and who's regret? What a week it was. Ray played 2 nights at the 3 Arena last week. Harry Styles released a new album and we actually saw some sun. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Boo.
And Emma wasn't here on Monday, leaving Dave and myself to fend for ourselves.
Oh my God, that feels like years ago. That was a tough morning.
This day last week. What you didn't know is this studio that we're currently in was on fire as well, so we were running back and forth. Not physically. Yeah, no. It was just broken,
just
so we were running backwards and forwards with between another studio. But Dave and myself were left to fend for ourselves, and it's safe to say we shouldn't be left alone because we just lose the ability, like myself right now, to speak.
I'll only say
who is the eight?
Just totally tongue-tied.
We just couldn't talk.
Was that at the same time?
No, multiple, it was different. Okay. It was multiple times throughout the show. I was like, will you speak? Say words. Usually MS is all the words, so it's grand.
No, but it's very hard if one studio's not working and you're running around the place and you're probably gasping.
I'll only say
who is the eight?
Do you remember that Stormzy interview? It's like, and it's like played to him all the time.
Oh, very good.
See, this is the reason why I laugh in the background and don't really speak too much. Dave was getting very cocky on the girly quiz on Thursday during question one, but the smile was soon wiped off his face.
Get on your feet, get up and make it happen.
No!
Oh my God!
I love the random song as well. Nothing to do with the girly quiz.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his celebration song.
Get on your feet.
Gloria Estefan.
Is it?
Yes.
I was about to say, what's that from?
It's from Parks and Recreation.
Okay,
yeah,
of course. Yeah.
There's a really funny scene in that.
It's funny that after all these years, when you've had loads of victories on the show, I've never heard that come out.
I don't know what happened, to be perfectly honest with you. For the girly quiz, I kind of go away and a different persona takes over, so I wasn't here.
It's a different Dave. Emma told us.
Could do us a favour, actually, for this week. Let's get a clip of that song ready for any time you get the question right, Jack.
Just in case. Emma told us a story about her boyfriend, Jack, sleepwalking into her granny's room last week, and I'm not sure what scarred me more, her story or Dave's reaction.
Jack was not dressed.
No! Oh, my God!
I said, you did what?
To my granny!
What?
That was the best day of my life. Just listening to that story, well, I was on every roller coaster because I didn't know a thing about the story before. Yeah. I thought it was going to be about Emma because Emma has also sleptwalked before. Yeah. And then when she said it was about Jack, and then she said he was naked, and then she got into bed with the granny. Oh, what a story.
Lads, all sadly true.
And finally, I still don't think I'm over this moment from last Thursday, and neither is Emma, I don't think.
Wet, grey and dull.
Wet, grey and dull. And that's just Emma Nolan. Sorry. I'm just going to come around and give you a hug.
Sorry, just kind of speechless.
That was just a joke. I'm sorry. I love you so much. That was just a joke.
Everyone I showed that to was like, do you know what? Emma handled that so well.
She did.
You're saying that now, trying to lick up for me. I tell you, one person you need to impress... My mother.
The mother was not happy, lads.
No,
she
gave me a phone call and all.
She commented on this. She commented with the down thumbs, and she said, "Sorry, Emma's mum."
And then she gave me a call, just like checking in. She was like, "Are you okay after this morning?" And like the video we got on Instagram, like a day after the thing, and I was like, "Yeah, why? What happened this morning?" And she was like, "I just hope you're okay after that." I was like, "Oh, ma'am, would you get absolutely fine?" It was just a joke.
Anyway, I've got HR on speed dial this week on the show. I've been producer Callum, and they were the worst bits of last week.
If it was Fiona, I also would have said the same thing. It was just you happened to be there speaking.
It's not even personal. If it was personal, it would mean more to me. You know what I mean? Because I am a bit dull sometimes. Here's Tyler. This is Ben.
Okay. On Saturday, me and my housemates decided we would do kind of a crawl, let's say, of sorts, from the north side to the south side.
Love it.
Make our way back home. Mm-hmm. We started early and we were going to finish early.
Was the whole idea of this that you were to see some pubs that you'd
never been to before?
Brilliant.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Who came up with the route?
My housemate Ben came up with the route. Okay. I came up with the idea, but Ben came up with the route.
Oh, you had to get that in there.
I have a lot of apologies to make to the people of Dublin this morning.
Oh, God.
And these are just things that I haven't stopped thinking about in the last 24 hours. So I thought, what better way than to do it on a radio show where I can get it all done in one?
And surely someone knows someone. They can all report back. If the person you're apologising to isn't listening, they might identify them and go, oh, that's my friend Shane. Yeah. I'll pass it on behalf of Dave.
So, as I said, crawl from the north side to the south side. There was a lot of walking involved and things like that. So we start off with easy to the people of Stony Batter. I am sorry for sweating very heavily after walking all the way from Finsbury very, very quickly to stay on schedule, because that was really important apparently, and then complaining about how hot it was in the Stony Batter.
How sweaty?
Very sweaty. Like stripping off and everything. Yeah.
People in Stony Batter don't like that, I don't
no,
think.
Not big fans of that. I'm sorry to my mate for making him take me to the next pub on the back of his electric bike. I'm sorry to all of Dame Street and Temple Bar who saw us make the decision to get to the next pub by getting a horse and cart.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no.
No.
He initially said €40 and I said, no, thanks. And he said, right, go on, we'll do it for 30. And I said, no, thanks. And he said, right, £20, final offer. I said, £20 for a horse and cart? Happy days.
How long was the journey?
About 4 minutes.
No way. Oh, were you really nice to the horse?
Yeah, of course I was.
Yeah.
Gave it a tip and all.
Oh my God, I can't believe you were on a horse and cart in Dublin.
I can't
That's
believe
lovely.
I was on a horse and cart in
were
Dublin.
You like, yippee.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
I bet you were so giddy up on that horse.
Very, very giddy. I wasn't on the horse, I was just in the cart. Just to be aware.
Sprinting around Stephen's Green at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
To the people on Dame Lane, I'm sorry for dancing in the street to the next place from pub to pub. To the people of College
Can
Green.
Can I see a dance move that you did?
You can't see anything because I deleted every single photo.
Right.
To the people of College Green, for talking about the earth, I'm sorry. Basically, we talked about life.
Nice.
Bit too early into the day.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, Jesus, getting loads of these lads talking about how weird the earth is and isn't it mad that we're in space right now? I'm sorry. To my mother's friend and her family, who I met when I was way too giddy and then found out she was meeting my mum the next day for coffee to tell her everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to the random man who we kept saying, you look so familiar to, and then never followed up with why. I'm sorry to the nice Belfast man who just wanted to have a quiet day, but we chatted to him for 40 minutes and made him promise that we could stay in his house for the fla in a couple of months.
Did you give him a deposit?
I'm sorry to the people of George's Street for singing at the top of our lungs. I'm sorry to the people outside the Stag's Head for making my housemates slap my face because I was getting tired and
you
I needed to wake up.
Who gave you a good slap, Linda?
Fiona. I'm sorry to the random surgeon we were talking to who we decided because they were a surgeon they could sew back the heel of our housemate's boot. And I'm sorry to the Creel delivery driver who, when he delivered our food, I was very close to giving him a hug because I was very excited that the Creel was here. That was my Saturday. We'll never talk about it again.
All after.
I have so many questions. This is the worst thing.
Why? Like,
you have no idea, lads.
He doesn't want to talk about
you
anyone.
You have no idea the level of fear the next morning. Like, it was just so... Why?
Did you guys all sit down together, like, eating the remainder of your takeaway and piece together all the apologies you had to make as
yes,
a group?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
But, like, when you say... Can I ask one question?
Go on.
Am I allowed?
Yeah.
Just the surgeon there, yeah?
Yeah.
And the boot. Had the heel come off on the walk?
The heel had come off on the walk.
Okay, well, that's an emergency.
And we thought because they were a surgeon, and so she said...
999, hello.
Yeah. So the surgeon said, go and get super glue. So one of my housemates ran off to the shop to get super glue and came back and the surgeon put it back on.
Oh my God, he did it.
It was a girl, actually. Sexist.
Oh. You want me into that one. I don't know. There's something about that doesn't sit right with me at all. Here's Ewan McVicker. This is Share the House on Spin. Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. So Paddy's Day is Tuesday week, right?
You're not going to be here, aren't you not?
Well, this is the thing. Technically, I will be for a part of it.
Okay.
So I had a flight to Thailand, all going well, fingers crossed. We leave at like 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon. So if there's a really early parade, do you know a local one will do me?
I,
you know the way sometimes there'd be like an 8 a.m. parade somewhere.
I'd be worried about you getting to the airport.
I was literally just going to say, this sounds like a logistical nightmare because...
I'd go to the airport now if I was you.
Oh my God.
The City Centre parade starts at like 10 and lasts all afternoon.
Does not start that early, does it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought it was like 12.
The M50's going to be a problem.
Well, probably not going northbound.
I don't know. You
stop just... freaking me out, Callum.
No, he no, started it.
In fairness, I'd say northbound would be fine.
But people will be avoiding the city centre, so there may be more people on the motorway.
But it's a bank holiday.
It's more Paddy's people day. Are going on the motor. More people travelling. Okay, we're going to IKEA.
Between this and what's going on in the Middle East, a lot is stopping me from getting to Thailand at the moment. I'm doing my best.
I think okay? the traffic is the least of your worries.
I think it is as well. If we have to go and stay in the Clayton the night before at the airport, we'll make it
come
happen.
Stay with me.
That's good.
That'd
shout.
Be fab.
That's a good shout. There
Callum's
go.
Or Clayton.
The Clayton.
Oh, I actually won't be here. I'm staying on the south side that day.
No, you're right. It's empty. Perfect. Stay in his.
You can have my key.
Anyway, if there's a very early parade, like a 7 a.m. or in that case, I'll make it happen. Well, look, we are buzzing for St. Patrick's Day, and this year we're getting you all set for it with 7up.
Yes, check out the 7up Instagram page for What's the Crack map, an interactive guide showing you all the best things happening across Dublin and St. Patrick's Day,
now,
which is cool.
An idea.
It is actually pretty cool because you kind of want that. I always said I had this idea for like an app that would show you where is sunny in Dublin and you could go there. This is good. This will show you what's going on.
Exactly. And what's going on now as well. What I'd really like as well about these apps, and they're getting so good, this might have that, is like, what's the level of busyness? Is there parking close by? Like, tell me everything live.
And this Friday, something big is happening here on Spin. We'll have live clues on the show that you will not want to miss, especially if you like money.
Okay, great. So that's all happening with 7up. So we've learned a lot in the last few minutes. The What's the Crack map with the 7up page. We've learned that I can say a Callum's for free the night before I fly
or
to...
the Clayton. For a price.
Or the Clayton for the price.
I'm trying to think what's well, more I'll, pricey.
I'll charge 50 quid.
Yeah, I was about to say
I want to make
pricey.
A bit of money.
Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 7:43 now.
Hey, what's crack? Would you like to go and see Harry Styles? Well, it's possible. We'd like to send you there. To Amsterdam, of all places. See Harry Styles. Do you like Harry Styles? Do you like Amsterdam? You're going to like this prize.
Mm-hmm. Details on that just after 8 o'clock this morning. Saw this video over the weekend and it just popped up on my Twitter. And I watched it because it was talking about music in the late noughties and right. the early 2010s and how apparently we were all so obsessed with na-na-na-na-nas in songs. Now, naturally, when you hear it, you go, yeah, I can think of a few off the top of my head. But the mega mix this video threw in, it probably included 20 songs of the na-na-nas.
And is really it na-na-na or is it la-la-la? Because I did do la-la-las on Dave Ranks a couple of weeks ago.
Na-na-nas, you could do a whole new Dave Ranks on this if you wanted to.
On na-na-nas.
Na-na-na, not la-la-la, right?
Interesting.
Na-na-na, I did a bit of research because I saw the video, was apparently big in pop music. This is so random, but post-recession. Okay, so when
I'm trying to think of them, and I know the one.
I have them.
Na 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 na, but maybe that's la la. That is la la. La 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 la. La, la.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of na na na. Do you remember that one from N Dubs?
I didn't even have them in there. But basically, after the recession, apparently pop culture began to go this very kind of escapist, upbeat vibe. We kind of got a little bit of that after COVID as well. So there, like artists were just focusing on really simple, really joyful sounds. Na 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 stuck, and they realised these producers something about na na na's makes a great hit, and everybody followed suit. Let's just take a little look back.
Oh yeah.
That's obviously Rihanna's What's My Name? Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. Huh. I won't give up, nah, nah. Bieber and is DJ Snake.
Is it a bit lazy?
Oh God, it is. Yeah.
It is, okay, good. As long as we're in agreement.
But did you complain about it until now?
Never.
Never, no, no, no. Selena Gomez.
Nah, 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 nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
What
nah,
a
nah.
tune.
Simon Cowell got on board. That's what makes you beautiful. How many other variations can we do? So we have a lot of la-la-las. Coldplay are big on that. Obviously, we've got na-na-nas. Can you go ba-ba-ba?
Ooh-ooh-ooh.
Da-da-da.
Oh, I was saying...
Fa-fa-fa.
There was a lot of boom-boom-booms back then.
Now let me hear you say way-ho.
Hey-ho.
Yeah.
Ma-ma-ma.
No, they don't work. They don't work.
No, they don't, do they?
I'd say ooh-ooh-ooh and la-la-la and na-na-na.
Obviously, Akon was a big guy for this as well. I wanna be the
bright na-na-na. Is he not saying no?
Right.
I want to make love right now, now, now.
It's na na na, Dave.
Oh, is
okay.
it?
Okay. If you look up the lyrics, it's na na na.
My bad.
There's plenty more in there.
Oh my God.
We were obsessed.
What was that one? The one. it was Ayaz and Replay.
Yeah, that's in there.
Oh, what a tune.
Na 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 na. And she got me saying, shouty like a melody. Oh,
that is class.
I think bring them back. We don't have anything like that anymore, do we? Like, there's nothing like obvious in songwriting that's overlapping, apart from anything Ed Sheeran.
No, it kind of is a bit like lazy songwriting.
It is very much so, but it's pop. It's poppy and it works.
Fill a gap, get the na-na-na in.
Yeah.
But like most of the time, the na-na-na is like in replacement of a chorus from the past. So like na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na is the...
in the room can see it.
Do you know what I mean? So why didn't they just... I don't know, it's weird.
It can't be... That can't be said for Havana na-na-na though.
Yes, fair.
Or it can't be said for Let Me Love You.
Anyway, I like them. I like the na-na-nas in songs. Keep them. Bring them back.
I think there should be more na-na-nas.
More lazy writing in 2026, I think.
Not a sign of a na-na-na in this song. Doechii and SZA at Spin. Oh, it is. Just gone 8 o'clock. It's Monday, the 9th of March.
Whew.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And we have a pretty big announcement to bring you on this morning's show. If you are a Harry Styles fan, or someone in your life is, listen up.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Harry Styles!
Sid is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
I hope you enjoy it.
Watermelon Sugar, hello. Weird. We want to get you to the biggest gig of the year.
Yes.
Harry Styles. His record-breaking Together Together tour starts in Amsterdam in May. We want to send you there with a friend to experience one of the biggest nights in music this year in 2026. It is going to be incredible. The prize is obviously not just your tickets. You'll win a pair of tickets to the show in Amsterdam on Saturday, the 16th of May. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not stopping there. You will win return flights and transfers.
Once I see transfer, I say thank you.
Transfer is the best word when it comes to getting anything abroad.
Don't even have to think about Uber. Two nights living it up in luxury. Four-star hotel accommodation with your dinner and your drinks. That's for two nights, which is really, really lovely.
And that's very nice. Tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist attraction.
Ooh, I like the way that's vague, because it's Amsterdam.
But you know what? I'm kind of worried. What if you were a bit, like, poor? What if you had no money?
I know. Be let down to kind of be forced to go. I think they're sorting that, though, because there's €500 spending money as well,
not
right?
Not bad at all.
Harry bailed on us when he announced his tour. There's no Dublin date, hence why we want to send you abroad for this. He did the one-night Manchester show over the weekend. He's filmed this for a Netflix show that's coming out today.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This was the £20 ticket.
Exactly. Yeah, a one-off show in Manchester. And our Shannon from Entertainment at Spin was there, and she sent us an update on what the show was like, so what you can expect if you win this prize and get yourself to Amsterdam to see him.
Guys, I was lucky enough to go see Harry Styles for one night only in Manchester on Friday night. I like full on still can't believe that I'm even saying that out loud. Like, it was absolutely unreal. I think his face, his voice, and those yellow pants are going to live in my mind rent free until the end of time. The gig was just so class, and I've never been more present at a gig in my whole life. He sang all of his new album plus all of the classics, and I full on bawled like four times. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like the mascara was on the deck. I'm literally thinking about quitting my job and just following him around. Like, aww. I need to be a groupie.
That's amazing. Okay.
That's a really good review for a concert.
I was about to say, you can't really get any better than that in terms of a review. So look, if you want to win, what you need to do first and foremost is qualify. What you're listening out for is Harry Styles popping up between two songs throughout our show and across the day here at Spin.
Here's a little bit of an impression of Harry Styles. Hey, I'm Harry Styles.
Probably.
Watermelon Sugar, hi.
Yeah.
That's how he says hi. When you hear Harry pop up, now it won't be me, it will actually be Harry popping up in between two songs. It won't be me going, hi, I'm Harry Styles. When you hear it, message the word Harry. You can message that for free on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. That is on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Now, that's just to get you qualified. If we call you back, answer your phone saying Watermelon Sugar, hi, and we'll add you to the standby list.
Now, you can't answer the phone saying hi. You have to answer the phone saying Watermelon Sugar, hi. Okay?
So Watermelon Sugar, hi.
Right? And if you do that, you'll be added to the standby list.
Let's try a little ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Watermelon Sugar, hi.
Oh my God, you're on the standby list.
Woo!
Well done, Emma Nolan. Very, very good. But if you said watermelon sugar, hello, then
you're gone. Just said hello, also no dice. Okay, so on Friday the 20th of March, then that's Friday week, we'll draw up one of our qualifiers and somebody will win that prize. Again, pick up with watermelon sugar high that day and you win the whole lot.
That's unbelievable. Now, you do have to be 18 or older to enter. You can find the full T's and C's of this network competition on the Spin website, and keep listening out because Harry could pop up at any time, and when you hear him, message us the word Harry, 087 711 103, and then answer your phone with watermelon sugar high and you will be on the standby list. I would recommend for the next week, 2 weeks, just keep answering the phone with watermelon sugar high just in case.
And make sure to keep listening to Spin. Get yourself qualified if you can. Look, this is going to be the gig of the year, as we say. The FOMO is going to be so real for those of us who don't get to see them live. So get yourself there with all the trimmings, with your return flights, your transfers, your two nights hotel stay, tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist location, and your €500 spending money.
Nice.
Make sure to pass this on to your friends as well, and keep listening to Spin for your chance to get to Harry Styles.
Now we're waking up, yeah. Tricky, tricky, tricky 10. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. The first one of the week. If you don't know, this is a very fun game where if you answer questions correctly, you win money. And if you top the leaderboard, you'll win a prize. Okay, sound good? Tricky 10, who have you on to play?
It's Susan. How are you this morning?
I am currently making the school lunches and breakfast for the kids.
What's for lunch?
Lunch is crackers, ham and cheese, a little snack, fruit and a yogurt.
Ham and cheese, like, on its own?
No, on the cracker.
Oh, on the cracker. A cracker with ham and cheese.
I used to love crackers and cheese.
I've never had a ham on a cracker apart from a Dairy Lee Dunker.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
Okay.
Maybe not a Dunker, a Lunchable.
A Lunchable. Is it very strict these days in schools? You can't sneak in a little chocolate bar in there, no?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't get into that with them at all.
they don't
deserve
Nature
Valley bars as far as we go.
Oh,
Nature,
very nice.
That's okay. We'll take it.
I'd be pretty happy with that, Susan.
And what about breakfast then? Are Cocoa Pops not allowed either?
No, listen, I don't have that battle in the morning, but they all want different things. So one's having toast, one's having cereal, and then the older lad does his own.
Okay. Just his own thing.
Is he on protein shakes? Is he?
Flies in a private chef.
No, he just gets it done because apparently I get up too late.
Right.
All right. Wow.
Susan, you are the problem.
Yes, I am. I am.
All right, Susan. Let's see if we can win you €1,000 because those lunches and that breakfast sounds expensive. This is the Tricky 10. We're putting 55 seconds on the clock, asking you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. Susan, what I will say is we're going to get a lot of questions kind of thrown at you very, very quickly, so don't panic. Just make sure and breathe and answer in your own time, but do make sure and give it a guess even if you don't know it. There's a prize for the best score of the week, and if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you that €1,000. A brand new week, meaning you already top the leaderboard no matter what you get. So are you ready to play? Emma's going to ask your questions.
I am.
All right, Susan, you can do this.
The best of luck.
We believe in you. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. October is what number month of the year?
10.
How many James Bond films has Daniel Craig been in?
4.
The ILAC and Jervis Shopping Centre are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
Season 1 of The White Lotus consisted of how many episodes?
6.
What date in March is it today?
The 9th.
The 2004 song Baby Cakes was by a group called what of a kind?
2.
What time would it be on a 24-hour clock if it read 1900 hours?
7.
How many matches have Italy won so far in this year's Six Nations?
2.
Complete the name of this song by the Beatles. What days a week?
5.
The Saturdays released how many studio albums as a group?
3.
And stop the clock. There we go. Susan, how do you think you got on there?
Oh, not great. There's a few that I hadn't got a clue of.
Susan, everyone always thinks that. But I will say, just from even listening to the questions, there were so many that I hadn't a clue of that you got correct.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
A score of 6, Susan. Not a bad start to the week. Very, very good.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you should be. You should be very proud of that. Well done. Let's go through some
of
the questions.
You were so quick as well.
You were quick. I feel like we'd loads of time left. It was really, really good, Susan. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many James Bond films has Daniel Craig been in? You said 4. You were close. It was 5 with Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die. The 2004 song Baby Cakes was by the group called What of a Kind. You said 2 of a Kind. I would have said that too. It's 3 of a Kind, unfortunately.
unfortunately. Bane Complete Kicks. The name of this song by the Beatles. What days a week? You said five. It's 8 days a week. And the Saturdays released how many studio albums as a group? You said three. The answer was four. In Chasing Lights, Word Shaker, On Your Radar, and Living for the Weekend. Susan, not bad at all. Thank you very much for playing. I hope you enjoyed, did you?
I did. Thank you so much. And the kids are going to be so surprised when it comes on.
Ah, that'll be brilliant.
You could top the leaderboard, you never know, and you should be very proud of yourself. Well done.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Susan.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Right, job done. Score 6 to kick off the week is nothing to be ashamed of. I think that's a really good score. And little things like, as well, when you look back at the questions, like, I loved the White Lotus.
Yeah,
but off the top of my head, would you know how many episodes were in a season? Of course you wouldn't.
Well, you know that every single morning when I come in, I do the Tricky 10 myself just to see how I get on. Yeah. I scored 6 today.
Same as Susan.
Same as Susan.
Were there similar ones that got you out?
Season 1 of the White Lotus, I said 8 episodes.
Okay.
2004 Baby Cakes, the group is called What of a Kind. I said 2 of a kind. It's 3 of a kind.
Oh, same.
How many matches of Italy won so far in this year's Six Nations? I said 1. And Complete the Name of the Song by the Beatles, What Days a Week? I said 7.
Well, that makes sense.
It does.
Actually 7 days in a week.
Shocking.
Beatles.
Silly Billy. That's probably why they weren't that successful, because they didn't know.
They kept showing up to gigs on like this made up day after Sunday, and it was like, guys, this day doesn't real. Okay, that was too far. If you want to take on a Tricky 10,
I love when she's self aware. It's the best. It's my favorite thing. She's, do you know what? Actually, now that I've thought about that, I'm sorry, guys. That doesn't make any sense.
Over explaining the joke. I get a laugh, and then I'm like, oh my god, keep
run
going.
With it.
I'm like, it feels so good getting a laugh. Like, it makes me feel, it's so many positive endorphins. I push it too far and then I lose the whole room.
Oh god.
But hey, that's just me. Happy Monday. If you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. New Alex Warren now at Spin. Okay, question for you this morning, 087-711-1038. Am I wrong to be a bulk buyer? Now, this has caused a little bit of friction in the house with my partner Jack. We've been living together for a year now, and every time this happens, there's either a comment or, I wouldn't say a row, actually not a row at all, but just like a, Emma, like there's no need for this. So basically, I've said before on the show, I am a staunch believer in buying my cleaning products, my toothpaste, my bits like that. Really boring, I know, but I go to the Mr. Prices or the Deals of this world, because you get fine deals in those locations.
I have never heard you mention these fine deals. Are you keeping them to yourself?
No,
are you gatekeeping these deals?
I think I mentioned a few times that's where I'd always go to get that kind of stuff, because the price difference is like crazy. Anyway, so the way I rationalize these things in my head is, if I'm making a trip deliberately to one of these shops where I'm not going to go and do my full grocery shop, I'm going to get like bleach, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in and get one of each item. I'm going to go in and stock up. So, for example, I could do a lap of a Mr. Price or a Deals, and I could get 3 bottles of Fairy Liquid.
Okay.
I could get 4 packets of toothpaste.
Oh my God.
I could get 3 kitchen sprays. I won't just get 1 packet of 9 toilet rolls. I'll get 3.
What? You'll get 21 toilet rolls.
27 is the maths on that, but yeah.
Oh crap, it is.
But what I would do then is I would put 2...
That's worse. 27 toilet rolls.
I'd put like 2 packets of 9 under the stairs in the storage. And then when there's 1 packet left of 9, I'm like, right, need to get 2 more. Because no one needs to run out of toilet paper.
Oh my God.
It used to stress me out living with the girls. You'd be down to the final roll and it'd be like, it's not my turn.
Your house must look like a cash and carry.
It's actually quite organised. Like things like kitchen roll. Who in their right mind goes down and buys 1 kitchen
roll? Well, they usually come in a roll of like 2 or 4.
In the shops I go to now, they come in, a thick one will come in a 1.
One.
But anyway, yeah, the big one.
I'd buy the 1 big one.
You'd get 1 big one?
Yeah.
That makes me really nervous.
He lives on his own though, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah. I would buy, like, for example, if I'm going down to buy shampoo and conditioner, I don't want to ever be in a situation where I'm halfway through my shower and I run out of shampoo. I'll just go, oh, I'll go to the stock and I'll get another one in.
Where is your stock room?
My stock room is in the bathroom. I have a basket of backups.
But for everything?
I have a basket of backups for the like shampoo, conditioner, body wash. There'd be like always about 2 extra.
Where is your 27 toilet rolls going?
Under the stairs.
My God.
In a press, like.
Emma's going to be on one of these TLC shows. Help, I'm a stockpile.
No, you're making out. But at the moment, I would say, because there was a deal in one of these shops on the toothpaste for $150, which is a really good price for toothpaste in today's economy, guys. I picked up four in my last shop.
$150 for a toothpaste?
Yeah, that's
my
good.
God, like, that's not cleaning anything. That's just milk.
No, they're the Colgate or the Aquafreshes or whatever. Anyway, listen, my point is, at the moment, I would say in total stock, toothpaste-wise, you probably have seven.
Oh, my God.
She gets her perfume. It's called Balvin Klein.
I just wonder, are there, and this isn't me rage baiting. This is legitimate. Go to my house. I'll give you a tour. Like, the bulk buyers among us need to unite. Jack cannot understand this. I feel like Jack is the kind of guy where if he gets in the car and needs to go on a journey, he'd be the kind of guy going, I think this trip will cost me £5 diesel. I'm like, just fill the car, man.
Oh my God. No, to be fair, I'm a bulk buyer when it comes to diesel. Like, I'll always fill up the car.
Some people can't deal with like spending more than they need to for that specific day.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, we don't have to buy loo roll for a month. Mm-hmm. Rather than other people going to get it again next week.
But like, why?
Price-wise, it all comes around and works out the same anyway.
Why do you care though? Like, why do you do it? Like, do you hate going to the shop that much?
Exactly.
Do you? You hate going to the shop. You hate going to a Mr. Price.
I hate being like, oh my God, I have to do this again next week. I'd be like, I'd rather be like, I don't have to do this for a
month. But like, I know how your life goes.
What you mean?
We have a lot of time on our hands.
Mm.
Would you not have something to look forward to once a week? Oh, I'll go to Mr. Price on a Tuesday.
Hate it.
Really?
Hate it.
I went to the shop yesterday and I got one toothpaste, I got one thing of hair powder, and I got Lynx, and I was like, I specifically remember walking out of the shop going, will I buy two bottles of the hair powder? And then I went, no, that's ridiculous. I'll go back to the shop another couple of weeks.
I think what tipped Jack over the edge of the day in our latest conversation, let's say, about this was I was in a Deals in Waterford 2 weeks ago and I saw the hairspray he liked, so I got him three bottles. And then in my recent trip to the shop, which is the reason we're talking about this, just the other day, I was like, oh, there's the hairspray Jack likes, and I got two bottles. He was like, there are six bottles of hairspray in this house now, I don't need any more.
He's fine, like he'll be fine throughout his 30s.
Am I wrong for being a bulk buyer? 087 711 1038. Again, I don't think I'm wasting any money because it all comes around again. And I don't need to be running to the shop every random Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? Get in touch, send your voice notes. We'd love to hear from you. New Kingfisher now. This is called The Blade on Spin.
Well, son, I believe. If you can't find the pen, you can sure find the blade.
That's Kingfisher and The Blade on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's a lovely song.
Isn't it really nice?
Really nice.
We are asking you this morning, am I wrong for being a bulk buyer? This has caused a little bit of hassle in the home department. Myself and Jack have been living together for a year now, and actually this month a year. But the big issue that comes up whenever I'm tasked with doing the shopping, which is most of the time now, in fairness to a little digging, is that whenever I make a point of going to the likes of the Dealses or the Mr. Prices of this world, where I insist on getting the cheaper options for like shampoo and like soaps,
the home
and
department,
cleaning products, all that kind of stuff, I'll never ever just go down and buy one shampoo. I just don't get that way of thinking. I'm like, save myself a trip next week, buy three shampoos, and then I don't have to deal with this for a month or however long, longer than a month, obviously, if it's three shampoos. But you know what I'm saying? I'll get like multiple packs of toilet roll. I'll do a big, big, big shop and then forget about it. And Dave's shocked by this. Callum's shocked by this. Obviously, my boyfriend Jack.
Just think your house probably looks like a Tesco stockroom. And I just think that's mad.
It actually doesn't. But I'm asking you, am I wrong for being a bulk buyer? Now, Frances is in touch and I've been assured she's one of us. She's a bulk buyer.
I bulk buy all the time. I'm a family of eight. I shop in Tesco's, Super Value, Dunn Stores, Marks and Spencer's, Deals, Mr. Price. And I bulk buy stuff when stuff is on offer, either to the Super Value Reward Club or the Tesco Club Card Points or the Dunn's Points. And now, anything's on offer, I buy loads of it. I don't buy it again until it's on offer again.
My apologies, Francis. I don't know why I know a female Francis, and so as a result, it was in my head.
Sorry.
He's a bulk buyer.
Because
as well.
He buys things that, because they're on Club Card or Super Value, whatever.
But I presume it's stuff that he needs.
I'm sure it is, but like, he's not just going, well, class dog food, I don't have that, but I'd be losing money if I didn't buy it. Like, I know that. But I just mean, like, that's a bit nuts to me because, I don't know, I feel like that stuff is always on offer.
Do you know if someone said to me now, we're making pasta tonight, oh, just sugar, I have no pasta, would you run down to the shop and get pasta?
Yeah.
I'll get four packets of pasta.
Why? Like?
Because pasta's not going to go off.
I just don't get
we don't have to have this problem again for months. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to solve
But it's not a problem
here.
To go to the shop. You'll be in the shop.
I don't like being in the shop.
Do you not? No, do you hate really. It that much?
I wouldn't be a big fan. No, no. Listen, what do you think? Am I wrong for being a bulk buyer, or are you into this type of behaviour yourself?
And I'm curious, why are you a bulk buyer? Is it like Emma Nolan that you don't like the shop, or why are you, you know, neurodivergent or something? Like, why do you do this? Why do you buy four? That's nuts.
I think it's purely practical. 087 711 103. Would love your voice notes. I was asking this morning, am I wrong for being a bulk buyer? Jack, who is my partner, who I live with, is always like, what are you doing buying like 3 packets and 9 rolls of toilet paper? I'm like, you just never know. And I feel like when you make the effort to go to those like discount shops, I'm like, might as well make the most of the trip.
I think this could be like a girl-guy thing. Like maybe girls are just more organised and guys are just like, this is ridiculous.
Maybe. Francis was on earlier though, and he's a guy and he does it too. Oh, yeah. But lots of people getting in touch were kind of uniting as the bulk buyers, which is great because I can play it back to Jack later. What do you think about all this? What are your theories, Kaylee?
You're a Gemini. Gemini buy in packs of multiples.
Oh my God.
Are you a Gemini?
I am a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini too, and I do the same.
How? Did you just guess I'm a Gemini for my personality, or are you aware of my birthday?
Well, my birthday is a couple of days after yours.
Oh my God, so funny. I thought that you just could tell by my energy that I was a Gemini.
Can you tell what I am, Kaylee?
No.
If you had to guess, Kaylee.
I think what is your birthday, Mark?
No, I can't tell you. Then you'd know my star sign, wouldn't you?
What you think?
It's April, isn't there? Something? I can't remember. I don't know the star sign, but it
does sound
Gemini.
Okay. It is April.
Gemini, we're split personality. What does it mean about it? Why are Geminis more inclined to bulk buy? Do you know, like, factual reasons behind that?
Because they're twins, so you're buying multiple.
Ah, the Gemini twins. Well, that's what I'm going to say. I can't help my birth date, Jack. I can't help my personality.
That's who I am. Okay. I actually like that. It's a good theory. Kaylee, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Thank you, love. Bye.
I'm a Taurus, by the way.
Oh, very good. Yeah. What does that mean about your bulk buying?
I don't know that I run through things. I'm the bull. I'm the bull, but I don't bulk.
Okay.
Deirdre said, I agree with the bulk buying. I went to get a printer paper the other day. It was only $5.99, so I bought 3.
What?
Like, now it's not $5.99. Now it's... Like, it's the same thing.
It's not.
It's the same as, like, oh, you can get this for a fiver, or it's 2 for €9. And you go, oh, interesting. No, don't fall for it. That's to get you to spend €9.
But Deirdre now doesn't eat printer paper for 3 times as long.
I guarantee she doesn't need 3 reams of paper.
She definitely does. I can tell she's a busy woman.
Yeah, so she bought 3. She also stocks up on all the cleaning products, but then when it comes to food essentials like baked beans and pasta, I buy about 8 at a time.
I'm the exact same. Deirdre. If it's not going to go off. Do you know, actually, yesterday, you know, packets of soup? I bulk buy them so hard that yesterday I had one that went off last August.
Oh my God, then it's not working.
So that one didn't work, in fairness, I'll give you that. Niamh was on.
Totally a bulk buyer. I will make sure that we have a replacement before we use the last of the second last.
Thank you.
Before we open the last packet, we've already replaced it. I am always ready for guests. I'm always ready for visitors.
Thank you.
If I'm sick or something happens and I can't get to the shop, we're good to go for a couple of weeks. I will buy something because it's on sale, even if we don't need it yet.
Well, you never know when he could.
Totally on the bulk buy side. I also feel that if I don't have to spend my money on it because I need it right now, then I'm choosing to spend my money on it or not. Mm-hmm. I can look at the item and say, oh, that's a good offer. Will I get it or will I not get it? Instead of going, we have no toothpaste, I need to spend my last €5 on toothpaste. So, yeah, that's the 2 reasons why I'm on Team Bulk Buy.
You all sound like survivalists. Like you're waiting for the nuclear war to happen. Now, in fairness, probably not a bad idea right now, but I mean, a couple of weeks ago, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Harry Styles!
Sid is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Harry here. Harry Styles. We want to send you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam. His record-breaking Together tour starts in Amsterdam in May. We want to send you there with a friend to experience the biggest night music in 2026. It's going to be huge.
The FOMO is going to be unbelievable on this because he's not playing Dublin and it's quite hard to get there.
Ooh.
So look, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the show on Saturday the 16th of May, but you'll also win your return flights and your transfers. Two nights in luxury, a four-star hotel accommodation, your dinner and drinks, tickets obviously to the gig and an Amsterdam tourist attraction to keep you entertained, and you're spending money as
this
well.
This is an absolutely insane prize, and we asked you to text the word Harry to 087711103 when you heard Harry pop up. I think he did pop up, which means it's time to call our first qualifier.
Mm-hmm. You do have to answer the phone in a very particular way. And just
Hello?
No, not just with hello. And just bearing in mind as well, loads of chances to get yourself qualified and on the standby list across the day and across this week on Spin, okay? So if this is not your phone ringing, all hope is not lost.
Come on.
Watermelon sugar, hi.
Hey, Niamh, well done. You're on the standby list. Congratulations. Well done, you've qualified. How do you feel?
Unbelievable. I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan.
Are you?
That's
going
to be my next question. Oh, sorry.
That was going to be my next question. That's unbelievable. Are you, like everybody else, gutted that there was no Dublin date?
Yeah, I actually have a Harry Potter air freshener hanging from my car right now.
And Niamh, do you have tickets to any of his gigs around Europe?
I got some to Amsterdam, but my friends didn't that really want to come. So,
Very nice.
Okay, very good.
So it'd be for them if they want the tickets anyway.
Nah, you take the tickets and the hotel stay. Yeah. They can sort themselves.
you can give them yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I also paid €300, so I'm happy to.
Oh God!
Oh my God, Niamh, you really are a big fan.
Can I ask €300 per ticket?
Per ticket, yeah.
Oh my God,
that's ridiculous.
Niamh, you poor thing, that's absolutely insane.
Anyway, listen, we love Harry. Woo!
You're on Yay! The standby list. You have qualified yourself for the Harry Styles competition. If we ring you in 2 weeks, make sure and pick up that phone with the exact same way you did. Watermelon sugar, hi.
Thank you very much.
That big call will happen on Friday the 20th. Best of luck to you, Niamh.
See you, Niamh.
Thank you.
Watermelon sugar, bye. Am I right?
Am I right?
Am I right?
Listen, there's loads of chances to get yourself on the standby list. Keep listening. He could pop up again on our show before 10. He definitely will at some point, I'm sure, on Michaela's show today. Same with Steve K, and same this evening with Jamie and Faye, okay? You hear Harry, you message the word Harry and you answer the phone saying watermelon sugar, hi. You could be heading off to Amsterdam.
So if you hear Harry anytime between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m, Harry in a WhatsApp at 087711103.
Best of luck to you. Hi, how are ya?
What's going on? Welcome to Monday, everybody. What's the story with this Dance with the Stars thing? Is anyone watching that?
My sister's watching it with
the
kids.
Is it still going on?
Yeah, it goes on a while, that show, doesn't it?
I think it's the final. The next episode of wherever it is the final.
I have a few issues with it. It's very long.
In what way?
I think it starts at like 6:30 and runs till late enough, doesn't it? Like, it just goes on for hours.
Really?
As a TV show, yeah.
You would think it would, like, do they take a break or like in, do you remember like back in the day, like the big movie?
Oh yeah.
And they take a break to do like the lotto and then they get back to the new.
Yeah.
Do they do that on Dance with the Stars? I feel like, because it is quite long. Sometimes I feel see people there at the studio and they're like gone at like maybe 9 o'clock or something.
Yeah,
like,
but they're all like getting on the bus to get out to Donnybrook for like 4 o'clock.
It's not even in Donnybrook. It's out in is it in Blanche or something?
It's up by where Virgin Media Television is, isn't it? Is it up that neck of the woods?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Anyway, I've never watched it, ever.
No, neither have I. I watched it a few years ago, I think, during COVID. It was just kind of on in the background.
I will say this, though. Your one, Laura and Jennifer, always look unbelievable.
They're
they look so, so good. And then all the judges look so great. Did you see your man Arthur in the suit
gorgeous.
Last night?
Brilliant.
It was like this kind of black suit with like flowers on both the sleeves and the
style
pants.
Is
it was so
honest,
cool. Like, I'd never watched it. I've no interest in it, but I do like the vibes that they're giving.
I think your man Paddy.
From the Traitors.
Did he get kicked off?
Yeah,
last
he got
night?
Kicked off.
He's
I think
still
wasn't
going.
He? He's still in it.
He's still in it.
I think that makes my niece Florence a bit upset. Because she's obsessed. It's the first time kind of in her life that they all sit around and watch a quote-unquote reality TV show and she's obsessed. She was obsessed with Vogue Williams' sister, Amber.
Okay.
On it. She loved her.
Pippa's friends with one of the judges. I can't remember what judge it is. But she went to meet him for coffee or something and he apparently was like, oh, poor Paddy. Paddy keeps coming up going, I'm getting better, right? And he's like, you are getting better. And I'm like, I just love Paddy. He's just great.
I think though, as far as dancing is concerned, I think maybe people are feeling a little bit hard done by that Paddy's still in, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Because Eric Roberts.
I think my granny said, this is the quote my granny used, I think. He's got so many grandchildren, they must be clogging up the phone line. What did Eric Roberts say?
I'd say Eric, no, I didn't say anything, but I was just like, I'd imagine that man can move.
Yeah.
I've met him before and like he's just very fluid with his body.
I felt really sorry for Michael Fry.
Oh yeah, first to go.
On the first week.
And then he got broken down in the M50 or the M1 tunnel or something, didn't he?
That was a bad few days.
That was a bad couple of days, yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Obviously, this is kind of performance review time in a lot of offices.
Mm.
And it seems to be after maybe the first queue.
Mm.
Well, it's coming up to the first queue, the end of the first queue, and anyway. So what producer Callum did last week was interesting. He decided that you listening would fill out a performance review on us, me, Emma, Fiona, on Fully Charged in general. You were asked things like, you know, name or words to describe the three of us, or you know,
what are some things you'd like to see this team member do this year. So in my example, it was like do another boxing match, get a load of new tattoos, etc.
And then at the very end, you could vote for your favourite member of Fully Charged.
Probably the most toxic thing Callum's ever brought to this show.
Emma, Dave, Fiona, or producer Callum.
Yeah, I look back at it and it was probably not the best thing.
Speak for yourself. Because I was voted the favourite. I think landslide was used.
No.
I think the term landslide was used.
The percentage points were 28, 27,
I think that was
25 landslide. And 24%.
Even a small landslide is a landslide. I thought, you know what, I was so humble on Friday when we found out that the favourite. I was just so humble.
He was kinda.
And I was just like, I think I was just kind of buying time. I was like, well, I need to use this to my advantage. So I have come back this week with some demands that I, as the favourite member of Fully Charged, should be able to bring to this show without any problem, because it seems no matter what I do, the people love me.
I regret everything.
Yeah, do you know what? You didn't think this one through, Callum, really did you? Didn't.
So I have some demands.
Oh, God. Okay, it's favourite. Do we have to call you favourite?
No, don't worry about that. I'm still remaining very humble.
Lord Supreme.
But I will arrive every morning at 10 to 7. You guys can plan around that. Usually we're to arrive at 6.
Mm.
But, you know, why do that? The favourite shouldn't have to, no matter what the favourite does.
The favourite deserves some extra sleep.
Exactly. The favourite needs to be, you know, good and needs to be on air and in good form. Yeah. And he can only do that if he can sleep.
The favourite deserves some beauty sleep.
Exactly. Now, when I rock in at 10 to 7, Callum, you have the kettle boiled, right? I want my favourite mug out of my locker and the milk and the spoon beside the mug on the counter. Now, I can do the rest because I'm not unreasonable.
Well, fair enough. You have to say
he doesn't trust me to make the tea, basically.
Exactly. I know how I like it. But I just like everything set up, which would be quite nice.
The kettle boiled, I think, upsets the favourite because it takes a bit of time for the favourite really to get the kettle boiled each morning.
What about water from the hot tap?
No, do not do that at all.
Even I know. Before we even knew favourite was favourite, I always knew I'd never give favourite water from the hot tap. But it must be from the kettle, Callum.
Okay.
Emma will set the temperature of the studio to the favourite's liking. 22 degrees at 7:30. But then by 8:00 it's gotten a little bit stuffy. So if you could put it down to 21.
Okay, can I just get notes here for the favourite, please? Pen and paper. Okay, but so 7 and 8 change.
So seven to 7:30, we can do 22 degrees. Then, you know, start thinking about it between 7:30 and 8:00 to change to 22, up that. Now, you do have to go into the other room, stupidly, to up the temperature.
Okay, favourite.
So if that's okay with you, that'd be great. At least once a week, a McDonald's breakfast at 9:00, right? But unfortunately, I never get to indulge and relax and enjoy my Mikey's breakfast because we're back on air. So I'm like, hello. I don't want to do that. I'd like to enjoy my meal. So a 15-minute break at 9:00.
And what would this favourite suggest we do on the show for that 15-minute
period? It doesn't matter.
Just music?
Yeah, do you know what? The favourite is very happy for you to call that 15-minute period Fully Charged with Emma. Just for 15 minutes.
Okay. Favourite, that's noted, Pat. What day of the week would you prefer this?
I think a Friday would be nice. Friday would be nice.
Nice.
And lastly, I'm sick of signing birthday cards in the office. So if you could just sign every birthday card with a message that you think is appropriate for me with the whatever relationship I have with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so say, for example, it was our friend Brendan's birthday in the office this morning and we got told, sign a card.
Mm.
I like Brendan. We're not best friends.
I saw what you said. It was well put. You said, you look younger than all of us.
He does, in fairness. So I just said, you know, nice little happy birthday, mate. You look younger than all of us.
But you're done.
Have a great day. That was horrible. Like, can you take that and just write a nice message?
Yeah.
And but again, appropriate for the relationship I have with the person. And please do that from now on.
Forever.
Until it gets old.
Okay.
Till I kind of maybe the next performance review or something. But I'm sure I might lose my status after how this has gone.
Okay, I think we're. I think I can handle this. So he doesn't really appear in the office now until 10 to 7. Okay. Callum, that's what favourite wants. The favourite wants you to have organised the kettle and the cup,
the mug, and the sugar and the tea bag.
The favourite would like me to sort the temperature in the studio for his lordship. And once a week, it's fully charged with Emma.
The 15-minute break on a Friday.
While David gets, or sorry, favours. gets to indulge in his meal.
Okay.
Yes. You know what? As demands go, I thought that would go.
Could
a lot
be worse.
It absolutely could be worse. I could be a horrible leader. Sorry, favourite. But I am nice and I am humble in my leadership. I mean, favouritism.
Yemi has just said, I think the favourite is an insane fella.
Bard.
There's a lot of giving out going on online, and I totally understand why. We were only talking to someone a little while ago who actually managed to get tickets to Harry Styles herself in Amsterdam and spent €300 per ticket to the gig.
That's so sad.
Which is so sad that this is where we're at. I remember being
If I was Harry Styles, I'd be so embarrassed.
I'd be up at night going, this is a rob. Yeah, what can I do to change this? Like, what a mess. Especially for someone who doesn't even need the money. It's so annoying. Anyway, I remember gigs, as soon as they started getting to like 70, 80, you'd be like, that's mental.
Crazy money.
It's just after getting out of control. But I think what a lot of them are doing these days are playing an average show of well over 2 to 2.5 hours to kind of make up for this huge hike in prices.
Okay.
Obviously, we've seen it with Taylor Swift in particular over the last few years. You're coming, but you're coming for a massive show. Not coming on and off stage within an hour and a half or whatever. So that's why I think people are getting even more frustrated when they're paying the big prices and they're not getting their money's worth because the artist is on stage for whatever.
In fairness, I will give it to Taylor Swift when it comes to that. Like, she really did put on a show.
Exactly. Totally. And it's your whole evening, not just popping in for an hour and a half. A
lot of dress or a lot of dresses or new outfits or whatever.
And
do you know
even
what I mean?
The whole stadium's so elaborate and it's such a like spectacle for the eyes as well. Well, Lily Allen's in hot water because she's after beginning her West End Girls tour in Glasgow. It just started this week. Actually, did you see what happened in poor Glasgow last night? That massive fire in Glasgow. It was horrendous. Anyway, so Lily Allen, she kicked off this tour. Lots of us were obsessed with the album that was released late last year. It was in November, all about the fallout of her marriage with David Harbour and the allegations of him cheating on her all the time. But basically, tickets for this were £95.
So my God, 95.
A lot of money. And that's before probably your booking charges and all that as well. And her stage time lasted less than one measly hour. Okay? She didn't perform anything from any other previous album. Instead, there was some kind of like a band in place. And as the fans were coming in, the band were playing like the instrumentals to her song, like Smile and LDN.
Okay.
But she wasn't singing them. It was just like a sing along, you know?
Annoying.
And she got on stage. They said it was quite theatrical. Like, it was almost like you're walking into a stage show, which kind of works because that's addressed a lot in the album as well. But still, it felt like more of a, you're going into a theatre rather than a gig. And then she didn't, even though there was a live band there doing what they had to do for the warm-up, they didn't do anything during her show. She just chose to perform to a backing track. Anyway, just all a little bit underwhelming, and especially the timing of that as well.
Especially after paying that amount of money.
£100. There was no live band. She sang to a backing track. Oh, and this is the thing that really irks people. She didn't say a single word.
No.
To the fans. Not a single word. Not a hello, not a how are you, not a thanks for coming. Nothing.
I was at a gig like this before.
Drives me nuts, right? Yeah, who was it?
Codeline.
Codeline.
I remember it was in March of 2014, back in the day. It was called the O2 Arena.
That would have been, yeah.
It would have been the O2 Arena. And I would have known it as the point, you know what I mean? They didn't really speak at all. The support act went on for longer than they did. Who was the support act, you ask? Gavin James.
Of course, yeah.
They sang.
At least Gavin does a bloody good show, eh?
They sang for less than an hour. I'd say they sang for probably 40 minutes. And I'm just after looking up the set list. Just to prove to myself that I haven't actually just gone mad and I'm remembering it wrong.
It's a while ago, so yeah, did you think you remembered it wrong?
7 songs.
What? Sorry, in the Three Arena.
In the Three Arena, which was called the O2 at the time, in 2014, it was the 16th of March, they sang 7 songs.
How did they get away with that?
I remember walking, this was my first ever concert.
Oh, that's so
And I remember being like, concerts are shite.
I never, what's all the fuss about?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it, lads.
Obviously, what springs to mind is the absolute nightmare that was the Nicki Minaj gig in Malahide.
Oh my God, yes.
Dublin 2024, myself, my friend Megan, we got a taxi from Rathfarnham. You can imagine the cost of this now because we just could not figure out a way to get there. She arrived 90 minutes late. We saw her plane landing as we were all at her gig. We were all like, and she was flying into Dublin Airport, mind you. She was flying over into the airport in a private jet and then had to make her way up. It was shocking. It was the worst gig I've ever been to. I was looking at Ice Spice. She did a big festival in Australia in 2024. She only performed for 6 minutes.
Oh my God. She doesn't really have much though, to be fair, does she?
She arrived late and hit curfew. Yeah, I think a lot of the time it's on purpose that they're like, I'll come be arsed with this tonight. Sean Paul, Three Arena 2025. Did anyone hear about this?
Oh, yes.
Callum.
Matthew Matthews went to this, I remember. He worked on Spin and he was saying that I think he was late on and did like three songs on the left.
No, sorry. This is hilarious. Sean Paul came on stage after 10:30.
Oh my God.
Yes. It was a weeknight and there was that was curfew. Yeah. And there was a 9 o'clock slot. He came on a curfew. Man. He played for 45 minutes before, I'm sure people being like, get out. We don't have insurance for you to be here. Like, get out. And people paid €95 to see Sean the Paul. And then again last summer, Lana Del Rey at the Aviva. A lot of hassle about that too. Aviva, you expect, if I'm making my way to the bloody Aviva, it's so much hassle.
Oh my God, she did
there.
Play the Aviva. I forgot that. That's bizarre.
And people are like expecting to be there for the whole evening. The concert lasted 80 minutes, so she treated people to
She also wasn't
over.
On stage for some of her songs.
That's the thing. She only did 14 songs, but a hologram came on for two while she was off stage. So she just was like, I couldn't be arsed doing those two. Get a hologram on for me.
That is nuts.
Oh, you can't be doing that.
We all know what's at the Three Arena tonight, tomorrow and Wednesday.
We don't.
K-pop forever.
Oh, God. Is that this? Is that tonight? Oh, lads. Okay, you need to be aware before you're going, okay, if you haven't heard this story. If you're going to the K-pop genre, the K-pop, what was it, K-pop Forever or something?
K-pop Forever tribute show.
You're going to have a great time. It's 100% K-pop Demon Hunter songs. No,
don't
it's not.
Do that.
It's not. It's maybe you'll get one, by the way. Just it's a K-pop genre.
If your kids think that they're going to the soundtrack to the K-pop Demon Hunter
song,
just tell them that they're not, because this happened in Belfast and there was massive issues over it.
Do you think, though, that they would have changed their set list by now?
Nah.
Like, to sing a couple of...
A few more
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
Like after the absolute outcry that happened in Belfast.
My friend Hannah's bringing her kids that night and I was like,
is she aware?
Clear, like, do you know? And she was like, no, I know. And I was like, okay, good. But what was that brilliant quote from one of the mothers? She verbally said, her daughter had said, she verbally said she wanted to go home. She said that loudly. She was so over it.
Available for that on resale, by the way.
Oh, really?
Seriously?
Yeah. The
go for a fiver. What?
This is a game. Sorry, Dave. Go on.
I just feel like maybe people should start doing that instead of going, when we guess their name and it's wrong, they should go, mm-mm.
Yeah, that'd be fun, actually.
No, sorry.
Just giving all the sass in the radio.
You don't have to do that. I'm the only one who needs to embarrass himself every day.
Listen, this is That's Not My Name, the game that with no hints or clues. We try to guess your name. You've been sending voice notes over to us on WhatsApp this morning and basically just telling us what your name is. But obviously, it goes without saying that Dave and I, hand on our hearts, have not and will not hear those voice notes. The only people who'll hear them are producer Callum, because he's just vetoing the whole situation, and you listening too. To go this morning, 18 IMC Cinema passes if we manage to guess your name correctly. That is based on the fact that we haven't had a winner on this in such a long time.
Yeah, so it just shows how bad we are. But it rolls over by two every single time we don't get it. So next week it could be worth 20 IMC Cinema passes.
We'll do our very best for you here. What's going to happen is you listening are going to hear the names of the people before we speak to them. We will not. So with that in mind, headphones off in the studio.
Headphones off.
My name is Jake.
Player one, let's get it won.
How are you, player one?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
We're good, thanks. Okay, let's give this a lash. Player one, is your name Derek?
That's not my name.
All right, player
really
one.
Really gave me Derek vibes.
Is your name Anthony?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Rob?
That's not my name.
Player one, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jake.
Your name is Jake.
You're such a Jake.
It's a great name.
And Jake and Derek are two very different things and give out very different energies. But initially I was
100%.
I know they
Jake's
do.
The best.
But it's just something about the way you answer the phone. Like how you, like, it was just very like, Derek. I don't know what you get me.
Or Jake. Jake, it wasn't to be, but I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Have a fantastic
day. No worries at all.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll try again. So in the room again, headphones off.
My name is Niamh.
Player two, give us a clue.
There's player two. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. All right, here we go. Is your name, player two, Aisling?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Niamh?
Yes.
No, it's not. I swear if you've got it right again.
Is your name Niamh?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Play the voice now. We had to.
Oh my God! What
oh
are you
my
saying?
My
name
God.
Is Niamh.
Oh. I am listicle.
I'm so sick of this game. She does it every time.
Benson Boone writes his songs about me. I am so magical and mystical. Niamh, you're off the cinema 18 times.
Oh my God, Niamh! Congratulations. Oh, wow. How do you feel?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't
great
it?
Start to my Monday.
Yeah, oh I think God. We're more excited than you. But that's just
me. She's just like, yeah, that's just my name.
Yeah.
Niamh, you've no idea. This is a huge moment. Every time it's won, it's such a high for that person. I have only had it once in my life.
I think this
sure.
is about my seventh win on
it's
this game.
It's ridiculous. You're so good at it.
I'm my stride, you know? I'm just so used to it.
Why couldn't
now.
You have been named Aisling? It's ridiculous. Niamh, congratulations. 18 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic
Thank
day.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're so
you.
So welcome. Great name, Niamh.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a buzz. It's only Monday and I have the Friday feeling.
There's tantrum number one for the week anyway.
Here's a song that's written about me. It's Benson Boone.
Give me the lotto numbers.
And
yeah.
Mystical Magical on Spin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.